Good morning, Exotic Set. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Oh, good morning. I was just wondering, do you look after guinea pigs at all?
Yeah, definitely. See them every day. Surgery, everything, the lot. So, yeah, what's going on with your guinea pigs?
I know it's going to sound a bit dramatic, but we have three guinea pigs and two dogs, but the two huskies, they don't go near the guinea pigs or anything, because someone did ask, like, oh, you know, do the dogs go near them, because they could give, like, the guinea pigs something, but they're completely separate spots. So anyways, we have three guinea pigs. The one in particular that I'm calling about, she's the eldest, but she's only probably about three and a half, but this isn't like her, what she's doing. I'm just wanting an opinion on it, because we're kind of all scared that she's going to die, which I'm not home at the moment, so I'm kind of scared I'm going to go home and she's going to be dead. She's a big fluffy white one, so I don't know if it depends on the breed, I don't know, but she usually, whenever, like, you know, she has dinner and stuff, like, she usually, you know, as soon as they hear the knife on the chopping board, they all go ballistic and, you know, make their sounds and stuff. But the other two little ones were the only ones doing it last time. We were like, oh, and I was thinking she was acting a bit strange yesterday, where she was just laying there, and I kind of a few times thought she was dead. And then she didn't really, like, we've gone in this morning, she's doing the same thing. She maybe ate about half of her dinner, which isn't like her. She usually eats, like, her whole thing.
Yep.
She keeps just staying in the same spot and acting just dead, pretty much, if that makes sense. I'm not too sure if, because, like, when you look up the life, the lifespan thing of them, they usually live for, I think it was 5 to 6 years, I think, or 5 to 7 or something like that. So I just didn't know, because I was like, I don't know if it's something, maybe if she's sick or, because it's just weird, because she doesn't go around anything else. Like, I know that they could probably just get sick out of nowhere, but, like, they're always regularly cleaned their cage, like, you know, every, like, second day, or my mum might even do it every day. I'm not too sure, but yeah, I just don't know. Like, does that sort of sound like a sign to you that she could be dying?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, like, she definitely sounds really sick, and, you know, they're more prone to bladder problems, teeth problems, arthritis, lots of pneumonia, really common. So, I mean, we're probably lucky the common stuff happens commonly, but that's we need to definitely have a look at her today, especially if she's not eating very much and not moving much. They can sort of snowball fairly quick. So are you able to bring her in this afternoon or anything, or today at all?
Yeah, we should be able to, because that's the thing, is, like, everyone's like, oh, you know, like, they're only 50 years. I'm like, I don't really care, because, like, you know, she's still been with us for a while, and because she was, we got her from my auntie, and, as bad as it sounds, she was neglected pretty bad for the first year of her life with my auntie. Like, she wasn't getting fed every day. Like, she'd go days without water and food and stuff like that, and she, like, lost a lot of her hair, and then when we took her, obviously, you know, she got all of her hair back, and she was, like, you know, bathed and stuff, like, which I don't know if she's had one for a while because it's been cold.
Sure.
But usually she was the one that my mum would bath back, like, you know, when it was hot. But she knew not to put their head under and stuff like that. She didn't do any of that sort of stuff. But, yeah, it's just so weird, because she's,
Yeah, well, it sounds like she's the right age where they start getting a lot of things wrong, and that's it. Doesn't mean necessarily you're doing something wrong. It's probably internal, but that's where we can have a look at it and tell you what's going on and what we think's happened and what we can do about it. So, I'll let you know, the consultation fee is $170, so that's about 40 minutes. Have a look at guinea pig, and I'll get you to fill out a form that talks about just the diet, you know, how we keep her and everything, just so we don't have to ask you those questions at the time, and we can focus on the problem. And then we'll just chat about what you're doing, what's wrong with her, and what we can do for her. But yeah, obviously the medications or surgery or diagnostic testing, like bloods or x-rays, is not included. We'll talk to you about what we think she needs.
Okay.
And yeah, I've got any time between sort of 2 and like 3:30 would be a good time for me to come in today. Does that work for you?
Yes, it does. Yeah, that'd be fine. It is about a 50-minute drive for us because we're in Thornlands, but I did call, like, Green Cross and that, which is usually who, like, our dogs go through, and they were like, no, none of us do guinea pigs. It's that's when they referred you guys. So that's why I was like, it is a little bit of a drive. So I am at the shops at the moment. So when I go home, I'll obviously go see her. And if she, you know, if she has passed, I'll just let you guys know. But yeah, I will book it in if I can.
You're coming from pretty far, right? I guess, usually we don't like recommending competitors, but there is one place at Green Slopes that does see guinea pigs that's more close to you. If you wanted to, you can try them first and then ring back to let us know if you wanted to book in with us, because they're obviously pretty busy too. But I'll just give you a heads up, you don't actually have to drive as far as well.
I'll probably just I'm just trying to think, because Green Slopes might be still really bad traffic, so it might not really matter, to be honest.
Well, I guess between Thornlands and, I mean, Green Slopes and Redcliffe, like, you know, because we're, like, super high up in Moreton Bay.
Oh, true, actually, yeah.
But yeah, but feel free, if you want to ring them first, just see. But
I'll give them a call and just see. But if not, well, then I'll just call you back and book something in then. And obviously, if I do book it in and then I go home and she's passed, well, then I'll just let you know.
Yeah, well, that's it. I've still got appointments there, so I'll just leave it available now. But, you know, if you just, ring them now or ring back with us, just let us know. But, you know, I'll just try and do your solid thing to drive all the stuff. Because you're coming from far. But it's all good.
And do you guys, would you do, so say if she does pass, do you guys do, the cremating and things like that? Or is that something that can be done with a guinea pig?
It can be done, definitely. We usually just hold them here, and then we usually get a third, an external company. They offer that as a service. So, we usually just talk to you about the different companies and the options there. But yes, it is a service, but it's usually a few hundred dollars.
Okay. And is the Greenslopes one the same name as yours?
No, they think they're called Brisbane Birds and Exotics.
Oh, okay. I think I did see that one when I looked you guys up. I'll give them a call and see what they say, and if not, well, then I'll just bring her to you guys and hope for the best.
Ring back and we'll definitely book it on the schedule and just take some details for your file and stuff. It's all good if you book in and then don't ring back. That's fine as well. There's nothing on there at the moment. I've just taken it off. But yeah, all good.
No, that's all good. I really appreciate that.
That's all good. Hopefully it goes well for you. You don't have to drive too far.
Oh, thank you so much. I'll let you know regardless.
Yeah. All right. Take care. Thanks,
man. Awesome. Thank you. You too. Bye.